You're listening to our Soapbox Series podcast, where we highlight the brands bringing innovation, inspiration, and integrity to life.
Hi, I'm Andrea Donsky, host of New Hope Network's Soapbox Series podcast. Today, we have a special Spark Change interview, and I'm here with Roland Radu, CEO of Nutrive. Welcome to the show, Roland.
Thanks, Andrea. Great to be here.
For those who aren't familiar with Nutrive, can you share a little bit about your company, your product line, and why quality and science are both really important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first began this quest, just a little bit over a year ago, some of the founding principles that were critically important to me as a company was to really find highly efficacious products and formulate a complete line of wellness products that really we vetted through a number of our ingredient suppliers, and we created formulas that were not only highly efficacious but extremely sustainable within the wellness category, as well as being very mindful for the environment. And we created formulations that were extremely high in quality from the raw material procurement and sourcing in our vegan series line, which has a full line of sprouted ancient grains, probiotics, organic greens, and a complete amino acid profile in the vegan series. In our New Zealand Whey series, we sought out a very specific supplier out of New Zealand who's a fourth-generation farmer that we were basically ensured that the sustainability mission met our criterias, and we were able to really source out a very clean, pure New Zealand Whey isolate. We've also included a grass-fed collagen within that product, as well as our organic greens and probiotics, which are critically important for digestion. And then our keto collagen line is a very specific marine collagen that is clinically tested and studied out of France. So it's a very specific, highly bioavailable collagen with a grass-fed whey protein, as well as our probiotics. So we are continuously evolving and innovating in the categories to ensure that efficacy is primary focus. But our mission and purpose is definitely making a lot of disruptive decisions within the sustainability aspects. And just recently, we launched a full scope of wellness products for immunity and immune functions that are highly clinically tested, and as well as for sleep and stress. So we complete that 360 wellness category assortment within our innovations.
I love that your products are informed sports certified. Can you explain what that means and why it's important?
Yeah, so we do have strict and rigorous testing policies internally through our QC department, but we go an extra step further because Informed Sport is one of the most recognized global certification bodies that are recognized by the IOC and all athletic commissions. So it's the only governing body that actually tests on a rigorous basis from ingredient components pre, post, and during production. So we do a three-step phase testing to ensure that there's absolutely zero banned substances, chemicals, and or any disapproved ingredients in any of our products. So we go through those three-step phase of testing throughout the production process. All the time on every single flavor, every single lot, every single production, every single SKU. So we don't just do random testing. We test every single item that goes through our manufacturing facility.
That's amazing. Can you share a little bit about how you've managed to differentiate Nutrive in an overcrowded category?
Yeah, so this definitely is a very highly sought-after category, and there's multiple competitors in the marketplace. We really didn't necessarily want to differentiate ourselves in a value perspective as far as price goes. We wanted to differentiate ourselves on two different missions, and which is ingrained in our ethos in everything that we do, is number one, we don't do anything unless we can do it with extremely highly efficacious ingredients and product components. And number two, our impact on the environment and sustainability has to meet our criterias. So we not only produce products that are sustainably minded, but we're also looking at all of our suppliers and vetting through those suppliers to ensure that their quality of ingredients meet our specifications.
That's incredible. I want to congratulate you on being the first certified plastic neutral and carbon neutral wellness company. Can you share what that certification means and the incredible impact it has on sustainability and our planet?
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you asked that question, because this is definitely one of the founding philosophies that I really wanted to create this company for, because I originally saw, and I've been in this industry for over 27 years, and really saw the need in that continuous effort to ensure that wellness companies take the initiative to ensure that the future generations, as well as our planet, gets looked after significantly, because it is an overcrowded category, and the wellness sector is highly, highly used within the PET format. So we sought out specific partners, and a lot of our sustainability initiatives are being guided by two of our key partners, and we vetted through a number of those partnerships. And when we became the first certified plastic neutral company, we partnered up with Plastic Bank, and one of the reasons that we loved their platform was because there was a tangible asset and a difference that we can make, that we can see within our efforts. So what plastic neutrality actually means is 100% equivalency of our tonnage that is shipped out of our logistics and warehouses, and anything that we produce is equivalent, equivocally collected out of all the oceans and ocean-bound waste plastic. So that means that anything we ship, we will collect equally within all those impoverished countries that we have the partnerships with. So we wanted to take that a little bit further, where the neutrality piece and the collection of the plastic and the waste was great, but we really truly wanted to make a further impact. So we created, through our partnership with Plastic Bank, recycling centers within those impoverished countries that were really impacted by the severe waste impact. So we opened up recycling centers in Haiti, Philippines, Bali, Indonesia, and Brazil, where the communities within those countries actually collect on our behalf, and they bring the products and the waste into those specific recycling centers. We went a little bit further, where the Cognive Foundry came in and built an IBM technology in blockchain that allowed us to then really complete that cyclicality of economic value back to the impoverished in those communities for infrastructure building. So we're able to pay them at a much higher living wage and fair wages that allow them to have basically a value and an economic support, where they're collecting on our behalf and making an impact on sustainability initiatives and waste through plastic waste. So we're cleaning up the planet and the oceans, but they're also giving self-worth, because they're then able to utilize those funds and the pay the payments to buy healthcare, shelter, and food and education for their future generations. So that cycle continues on for years to come. The carbon neutrality, we partnered up with Impact Collective, and what that group allows us to do is purchase carbon offsets, as well as invest into renewable energy resources, and get involved with such foundation as the One Day Arbor Foundation. So we're planting trees, we're continuously reducing the carbon footprint in our production, as well as water usage. And every single time we manufacture anything. Those are really very mindful pieces that make a big, big difference in hitting our goal to be the most sustainable wellness company in the world.
Roland, how have you found consumers reacting to being certified plastic neutral and carbon neutral? Do you find that it's been a really good thing for your company? Do people want to buy the product because of that? What has been consumers' reactions to it?
I think there's a responsibility that comes as a company to ensure that we educate the consumers, to ensure that they know exactly what that means. And I think that's been a key process for us and a learning process to ensure that we can continue to educate all the consumers. Their initial reaction has been absolutely phenomenal, and we are so grateful at the support of not only the consumer level, but as well as retailers, because they truly understand the impact that we're making as a company in a very short time. Just to give you an indication, in the last less than a year that we've been in existence, we've actually already collected over 5 million pounds of ocean waste and ocean plastic within that year.
Amazing.
So it's a significant impact, and that's allowing us to also provide significant economic empowerment to those impoverished communities through our platform. So our goal is to continue to grow that impact, and the consumers are really acting exceptionally well to that because they see tangible results. So we're not using it as lip service or marketing. We are actually backing up what we're doing and what we stand for. So we're significantly investing into those processes. And our goal for next year is to reduce over 20 million pounds of ocean waste and ocean plastic. Aside from the carbon neutrality, we're also looking to rebuild infrastructure within those communities and also improve their living standards. And then we're going to be looking at, we have an innovation that's in process right now that we're doing some testing on in packaging, which we will be the very world's first certified company that will actually have a completely biodegradable and completely compostable hard shell plastic-like product that will have our containers launched into the marketplace. So we're just doing some finalized testing. So long answer to that is the consumers are really acceptant of it, because the consumers today are looking for companies that represent a change, and they are representing and doing things that actually make an impact on a significant level. So it's been tremendous support, and we're super grateful.
I already congratulated you, but I'm going to congratulate you again because it really deserves it. That's absolutely incredible. All right, so I have two more questions before we end. So what is a premium wellness company, and how is Natreve's wellness approach changing not only innovation and sustainability, but also creating good in the world?
So, I mean, we could talk about this for days and days and days. I think every company's responsibility is to hold each other accountable, and there's room for absolutely everybody in this sector, in this business, and in the CPG world. We're so grateful and so proud of everything that we've done, and innovation is our key pillar as to ensure that we're going to produce really highly efficacious and innovative products that are clinically tested. They are continuously formulated and reformulated if need be to continuously improve, that really deliver results to the consumers. Aside from that, we don't want to just create products and a brand. We truly want to leave a mark and an impact in this world where I'm going to feel comfortable the day that I'm gone to know that we made a significant impact while I was here and while the company was existing, to ensure that future generations get to see benefit from that. And albeit I may not see that result come in my lifetime, but I'm hopeful and extremely excited to know that the impact we're making today is going to impact that change for tomorrow, for future generations. And we want that future generation to thrive in a healthy, sustainable environment that still continues without innovation and wellness as it's critically being important, as obviously with what's going on with the pandemic and everything else in the world, health, diet, and nutrition and the planet is equally as important. And they're all symbiotic together. So it one has to work towards the other.
Roland, how do you, as the CEO of Nutrive, spark change?
It's just really encouraging and really pulling every single one of our competitors as well as consumers to really get behind the initiative of making sure that everything that our ethos stand for, they believe in it and they support it, because that sustainability key initiative is going to be so important for future generations. Taking care of not only our health, but our environment's health is equally as important. And what I want to spark change in is to ensure that I motivate every one of our competitors and every one of those companies out there to also get involved in this change. And we want to do this together for a much larger impact and a much larger scale. And we just want to continue to grow so we can make that impact even larger. And the bigger company that we become, the more good and impact that I can do. And that's what makes me feel good, to know that everything that we've set out to achieve, we're achieving in very short amount of time.
Thank you so much for being on our show today, Roland. And thank you for sparking change.
Thank you. I really appreciate having you guys as partners, and I really appreciate you guys allowing us this platform to voice what we're doing.